The Department of Justice, along with 11 states, filed its long-awaited antitrust case against Google today, the first of what could be a cascade of antitrust cases against big tech companies from the federal government. The case is also likely to make some strange bedfellows. Attorney General William Barr and Senator Elizabeth Warren, anyone? Peter Kafka is senior correspondent at Recode. And Peter, we knew this was coming. Attorney General Barr has been eager to get this antitrust case against Google filed. The president and supporters like Barr are furious at platforms they see as anti-conservative. We'll take that up. But Barr was so eager, a few of his lawyers left earlier this summer. They thought he was rushing it. So tell us, what's at the heart of this case, the government saying Google is a monopoly?
So the heart of this case for now, and it may change over time, this is the initial foray, is the government saying, look, Google is a monopoly because it has bought itself pole position in search by specifically on mobile devices. They're mostly focused on here by paying Apple and other device makers billions of dollars a year to be sort of the dominant search engine, and sometimes literally sort of locking competitors out. And that's the main thrust of their argument for now.
We know that the DOJ was pursuing two issues, one focusing on that Google controls 90% of all searches, but another avenue focusing on the fact that Google captures one out of every three online advertising dollars. So do we know which they're going to be focusing on?
I think they're going to try to throw as much at Google as they can. They're starting with search. That's the primary focus. You dominate the search ad market by dominating search. So one comes directly from the next.
Yeah. Well, typically, consumer harm is the golden standard for these kinds of cases. If you're a monopoly, maybe you're hurting the consumer in some way. Is there any indication from the DOJ filing that they're going to say Google is doing that?
They are saying Google is doing that. It's going to be, I think, a little harder to make that case because Google's a free product. And Google's argument, by the way, the money we're spending goes to other phone makers that makes it cheaper for consumers to buy that phone. Mm-hmm. Where we're actually helping consumers out. The DOJ, can I read from their complaint to you? By restricting competition in general search services, Google's conduct has harmed consumers by reducing the quality of search services, lessening choice in general search services, and impeding innovation. So saying because Google has a monopoly, it's hurting its competitors, which eventually is going to hurt consumers by giving them less choice and less good product.
Right. So they're very well aware that they have to make that case. Well, and Google is expected to fight back in part by arguing what we mentioned, that the Trump administration, they are going to say, is politicizing the issue. They just want to get back at big tech for what they believe is an anti-conservative bias in big tech. Do you think that that's what's happening here?
Well, Google will certainly argue that. And, you can see all sorts of indications outside of the courtroom and outside of the complaint that there might be political animus here. That said, Bill Barr has not done a victory dance today publicly. Donald Trump has not said a word about this. And the DOJ's lawyers today said, look, there is a discussion about whether there's a conservative bias and whether a piece of legislation called Section 230 should be rewritten. But we're not talking about that. That's a different set of things, and that's going to be handled by Congress. We're not talking about that. So they are being very clear that they're separating that from any political discussion. And whether that does or doesn't hold up in court is something we're going to find out.
Well, and then there's that Elizabeth Warren part. A lot of smart people on both sides of the aisle, including Senator Warren, have been beating the antitrust drum against Google. So just quickly, if the government is successful in arguing its case that Google behaves as a monopoly, what happens? Does it get broken up?
That could be that will be the question, whether they'll want sort of a structural change saying, all right, Google, we're going to separate your search business from your Android phone business. And we're going to make you break them up and run them as two different businesses or sell one of them. By the way, this case is going to drag on for years. And one argument is that just the filing of the case and forcing Google to have to defend itself and sort of take its eye off the ball could also be punishment. That's sort of the argument we've seen from people at Microsoft who faced the last major antitrust suit filed in 1998, which took 6 years. They said, we missed basically the mobile business because we were too busy fighting the DOJ.
Right. And so that may be the goal here as well, just take them off their game. But if Google prevails, what happens to the landscape?
You might argue nothing else happens. There's been a lot of talk about antitrust reform, But this lawsuit, because it is a lawsuit, it's the thing that's actually happening, and it's sort of now locked in process, sort of regardless of who wins the election, most likely, is the one tangible effort we're going to see from the government. We're guaranteed to see from the government to sort of rein in a big tech company. We just have not seen, like, we have not seen one of those in this era of technology.
Well, and as we said, it will have bipartisan support, so we'll keep an eye on it. With Peter Kafka, senior correspondent at Recode. Peter, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.